Legislative Resolution Number 426 by Senator Kennedy, mourning the death of Patricia A. Paretti, distinguished police officer and devoted member of her community.
Senator Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. President. The City of Buffalo police officer Patty Paretti was wounded in the line of duty on December 5th, 2006. After a long and brave battle, Officer Paretti died on February 2nd, 2013, this past Saturday. Officer Paretti and her partner, Carl Andolina, confronted an armed subject while responding to a 9/11 call about a fight at a convenience store. As they searched the subject, he produced a handgun and opened fire, striking both officers. Officer Paretti suffered a spinal injury as a result of the shooting and became paralyzed from the neck down. Patty, as she was known, was born on January 12, 1965. She became a member of the police department on January 25, 2001, at the age of 36. As a police officer, Patty was known for her street smarts and was described by many as a fighter. We saw that fight over the course of the last 6 years as she fought every single day to recover. Her bravery, coupled with her courageous work ethic, made the City of Buffalo a safer place to live, to work, and to raise a family. Patty Paretti took an oath to serve and to protect. It's an oath that is not taken lightly. It is an oath that she did not take lightly. Each day, members of law enforcement leave their entire worlds behind. They leave their homes, they leave their families, they leave their loved ones. They do so knowing that at any moment, danger can be waiting for them around any corner. Like the danger Patty and her partner Carl encountered on that tragic December night just over 6 years ago. Patty knew this could happen. Every officer does. But she took that oath anyway. Patty Paretti's death is a sad and sobering reminder. The dangers our law enforcement officers face every single day protecting us. The Buffalo Police Department is in mourning today. But they're not alone. We need to do all we can to assure them that just as they stand by us every single day. Today, we stand by them in this dark moment of mourning. Patty Paretti and her brothers and sisters in law enforcement make our communities safer. They give their all to protect our families. In Officer Paretti's case, she gave her life. She made the ultimate sacrifice to ensure the safety of Buffalo and the residents of New York State. We remember her today, and we thank her and her family for her brave and courageous service. Rest in peace, Officer Patty Paretti. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. Senator Gallivan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, rise to honor the memory of Buffalo Police Officer Patty Paretti. It is a reminder, of course, of the dangers of the job that our law enforcement officers face, of their commitment and sacrifice to keep our communities safer. We certainly owe them a debt of gratitude, and I thank Senator Kennedy and my colleagues for also standing to honor Patty today. And I also ask my colleagues to keep this in mind as we move forward. We can best show our support by enacting meaningful legislation to keep our law enforcement officers safe and going a step further to keep our communities safe. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Grisanti.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would like to follow up on what Senator Kennedy and Senator Gallivan have talked about with regards to Patty Paretti. You know, I know that myself and my family, deepest sympathies go out to her wonderful family, her partner, and her many friends. And I know that we speak for the residents of Western New York and saying that all of our thoughts and prayers are with them during this very difficult time, their time of need. It is a sad day, as Senator Kennedy has said, in Western New York, but as a state as a whole. Simply put, Officer Paretti is a true symbol of bravery. She was a wonderful person who was a victim of a horrific and truly senseless act of violence, and her death reminds us of what a difficult and dangerous job law enforcement actually can be. I also want to pass along my condolences to all her colleagues in the City of Buffalo Police Department and to her family as well, and may God rest her soul. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Senator Maziarz.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I just want to rise and add my condolences to the Buffalo Police Department. Patty Peretti was an excellent police officer. I know that it's a very dangerous job. My daughter is a police officer, and I remember when she lived at home and she would, you know, go to work with her uniform on. You always think, keep her safe this particular day. Unfortunately, 6 years ago, When that assailant fired that gun at Officer Peretti and Officer Andolina, he took the life and made Patty live in a very horrendous way for the next 6 years until recently when she passed away. I attended a fundraiser on her behalf. That was attended by thousands, literally thousands of people, to show their support. And certainly I offer my sympathies to her colleagues, to her partner, and to her family. And I think what Senator Gallivan said is something that we should all remember. What we can do for Patty Peretti and all the other officers that we have honored here in the line of duty that have been injured by an assailant is, as Senator Gallivan alluded to, is to... Increase the criminal penalties for those individuals who would harm those members of law enforcement. Thank you, Mr. President.
The question is on the resolution. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? The resolution is adopted. Senator Libous.
Mr. President, Senator Kennedy would like to open that resolution up to all the members. If someone wishes not to be on the resolution, please let the desk know, and then Mr. President, we're going to do a moment of silence for the officer, but we have one other thing to do first, because we would like to honor two people at the same time. If you could call on Senator Little, I believe, on the resolution calendar today, resolution number 417 was passed earlier. If I could have the title read, and then if you could call on Senator Little.
The resolution, as stated by Senator Libous, of Senator Kennedy will be open for co-sponsorship. If you choose not to, please notify the desk. And we will now have the Secretary read and then recognize Senator Little. The Secretary will read.
Legislative Resolution Number 417 by Senator Little, mourning the untimely death of Staff Sergeant Dane Vene of Port Henry, New York.
Senator Little.
Once again, I would ask my colleagues to join me in mourning the death of one of our true American heroes, a young man who made the ultimate sacrifice in the service of his country. Dane Venn, Port Henry, New York, was a member of an Army Reserve unit, was serving his third tour overseas between Iraq and Afghanistan. And that day in Afghanistan, he was killed. He died on November 3rd, and his whole community has mourned the loss of this young man. He was a member of the Volunteer Fire Department. He was an active athlete in Moriah Central School when he graduated. And his whole family has been a very, very important part of the Moriah community. His father, Town Justice Brian Venn, his mother, Laura, is a teacher at Moriah Central School. And he's also survived by a brother and sister. I would ask you to join me as we honor this young man and mourn his loss. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Little. Senator Libous.
President, could I ask the chamber to have a moment of silence for Officer Peretti and Sergeant Venn?
We would ask all members to rise and please reflect upon and commemorate the lives of Officer Patricia Peretti and Staff Sergeant Dane Venn.